People who qualify for Medicare health coverage have until December 31st to change their plan during fall open enrollment. To publicize this opportunity, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, which is the agency under DHS that administers Medicare, are sponsoring a Medicare bus tour called Working Together for Better Health. At a tour stop this morning in Sun City Center, Dr. Richard Wild, who is the chief medical officer of the CMS in the Atlanta region, encouraged the 30 or so seniors in attendance to take advantage of the open enrollment period.
We realize that everybody's health needs often change, and they change from year to year. And this is the time for people to look at their health needs and find a plan that best fits their needs. And so they can plan ahead to have a better year and stay healthy. And that may include looking at plans that have a prescription drug benefit. It may people may be happy staying with their traditional Medicare plan, or they may want to look at a Medicare Advantage HMO type plan as well.
There are a number of Medicare options to choose from, according to Wild.
Our basic plan is what we call traditional Medicare, and that is the traditional fee-for-service plan where people choose their own doctor, and the Medicare pays their claims, and they pay their co-insurance and deductibles. Now, there are other more what we call managed care and Medicare Advantage plans. They're actually called Part C plans now, and they are more of an HMO-type model, but they often offer prescription drug benefits as well. People can stay on traditional Medicare and get the prescription drug benefit alone, or they can join a plan that has a prescription drug benefit. Some of these plans have a much lower cost.
But those options have caused some confusion, especially regarding the Medicare Part D prescription drug plans. Adam Putnam is a member of the U.S. Congress representing the 12th District of Florida, which includes parts of Hillsborough, Polk, and Osceola counties.
Particularly in the beginning, it was frustratingly confusing because there were so many options. And I think that that's, you know, it's frustrating that you're bombarded with information, but I think it's a blessing that there are so many choices. And frankly, that's one of the things that I found compelling and as we were crafting this new program, is that we wanted to preserve choices for our patients, for our consumers, for our Medicare beneficiaries. And so, unfortunately, with choices comes the frustration of having to make that decision. And you can change horses if you're unhappy with the one you're riding, or you can make sure that the program that you have is the right one for you.
Because he works for the agency that provides Medicare, Wild would not answer policy questions about extending Medicare to all Americans or about a single-payer system of universal health care. Wild said that low-income seniors should contact their local Social Security office to see if they qualify for assistance to pay for their Medicare drug benefits.
For those people who may need extra help in paying for the Medicare drug plan, there is help available through the Social Security Administration. And they can get up to $3,600 a year extra help to help pay for their drug benefit.
All seniors should get a flu shot each year, Wild said, because the benefits outweigh the costs. Ugo Wapaya is a health insurance specialist with CMS. He recommended that every senior receive a pneumonia inoculation for long-term immunity to the bacterial disease. A new immunization for pneumonia would not be needed for at least 8 years. When a person turns 65 and enrolls in Medicare, she is eligible for diabetes and glaucoma screenings along with other benefits, according to Wapaya.
For people who just get into Medicare, this, we call it a Welcome to Medicare physical. It is available in the first 6 months of getting the Part B of Medicare. And it includes several things. For example, cardiovascular screenings, lipid testings, look at cholesterol, triglycerides, and things like that, just to gauge where the person is in health when they just begin Medicare.
Wapaya said that Medicare covers diagnostic examinations, including mammograms, as well as screenings for prostate and colorectal cancers and osteoporosis. Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders, or SHINE, is Florida's health insurance assistance program for seniors. SHINE volunteers sat at networked computers to assist Medicare recipients in connecting to the Medicare website to find a few plan options that might serve them best. Winifred Weaver has Medicare and opted in with the drug plan last year, but the costs keep going up, so she's looking for an option with HMOs. She said her medical and prescription drug needs are not high, but she needs to find a less expensive option. Weaver said she had found plans online before, then did more research into the companies, only to find that they were not good for her because they only had one eye doctor 50 miles away. After entering personal and medical information into the form on the Medicare website and getting a list of lower-cost Medicare plans, Weaver said her next step would be to check to see if the plans include appropriate doctors or her prescription drugs.
You would have to check that to make sure that their drugs that you take aren't on their drug list. So it's a preliminary step at this point as far as, you know, I'm concerned. To me, that's what really makes it confusing now. You have to, so many things. Yeah, that's the cheapest plan, but now I have to go see if it works, really would work, you know, for me.
And how would you go about doing that? You're going to call all these plans?
I'll go to their websites and see what I can get there. But I will end up calling the plans, yeah.
Dwayne Slavik is on Medicare Parts A and B, and his prescription drugs had been covered by a private insurance plan. But the company he retired from dropped the drug insurance for retirees. Slavik was looking for which Medicare Part D prescription drug plan would be best for him. Shine helped him find a cheaper plan.
It's a lot cheaper coming through here, and what he showed us, we were concerned about the gap or the donut hole. We were scared. Everyone tells us different stories, but Mr. Lopez sat there and explained everything to us, and I feel more at ease now.